Hi, Duchess. Today is the 20th of February, 1971. And I got lots of good things to tell you, but right now at the moment I'm observing a family of lizards. You know, I don't live here alone. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 to 5, maybe 6 lizards that live in my room. And 15 minutes ago, which was 6 o'clock in the evening, the lizards come out. And it's interesting, Duchess. They don't scare you, but they startle you to death. And there's a big black one, about, oh, maybe 5, 6 inches long, maybe a little longer than that. Oops, just a minute. Hi, Duchess, I'm back. That was Kathy Bourdonnais. She was at the door. She was returning my ice cube trays. I loaned them to her yesterday. I was telling you about these lizards. I know this is a very interesting tape. Anyway, I forget what I've told you, but I've got, as I say, about 4 or 5 or whatever running around here. And just a few minutes before I started the tape, this little one, who's about an inch, just a little bit over an inch, Duchess, long, was running around the walls, the four walls, close to the ceiling. And these ceilings are at least 10 feet, maybe 12 feet. And that little bugger fell. I knew he was going to fall. He was doing acrobats on the wall. And he fell, Duchess, and he was sitting in the corner. See, that's what bothers me. You know, very often he sits over my head. And if he falls, he's going to land right on my head. And I don't think I'd be too happy with that. So anyway, he fell, and I went over and looked at him, and he moved. And I think I scared him. He got on the wall again, and I walked away from him, and he fell again. And I was trying to keep track of him, but when Kathy was here, she thought I was crazy because I was keeping track of my lizards. But the mother has come out, and she's up there looking for the baby, and I don't know where the baby is now. I think he's tied up in the curtains or something. Anyway, I don't think he was too well. He couldn't get up the wall. That's a long fall, 12 feet for a little thing that's an inch long. Anyway, these things, they make a nervous wreck because they don't scare you, but as I said before, they startle you. And there's two in the bathroom now, and one behind the mirror. The mirror, Duchess, is the oldest. It's about 400-year-old cracked mirror. It's all cracked and stained so badly that you can't really see in it. But it's been nailed into the wall or something. And there's a crack behind it. And one lizard lives there. And every once in a while I go over to the sink and he jumps in or jumps out and he, you know, scares you to death. And then, of course, the other one is, he stays by the pipe over the john. And I tell you, the lizards don't get you, the ants will. Just about, 2, 3 days ago, I came out of the shower and opened the bathroom door, and something jumped in front of the door, and I quick stepped on it. Well, I didn't realize it. At first, I thought it was a cockroach, and it turned out to be a little lizard, and this one was only an inch long, just a tiny, tiny little thing. I would not have killed it had I seen it as a lizard. I thought it was something else. I didn't really look. I just killed whatever was moving. And so I kicked him to the side, and in the morning there were 10,000 ants on him. They had eaten most of them. It's a fight for survival in this room. I tell you, I always feel like I'm intruding, you know. I don't really think it's my room. I think it belongs to the lizards. Anyway, I have a lot of ants. I don't know where they come from. Most people don't have them, and I'm up on the top floor. They probably live on the roof or something. But I watch these ants. You know, they have armies, and they're from the room, from the balcony, through the room, and into the bathroom. And if you drop one crumb of anything, there's 10,000 ants on it. So it's really a room and a half when it comes to bugs. The whole country's like that, though. Everywhere I've been, down at Long Bend, you got hundreds of roaches. Down the Delta, well, and you also have those big water bugs. They look like crickets or something. I had those in the Delta, too. But I didn't have roaches in the Delta. I had those termites, remember? And then I had the lizards. Anyway, I sit here and watch the lizards crawling around my wall. I'm always worried when I don't see one. That's the thing that bothers me. I'll come right back. Okay. I have to keep cutting out, I think, Duchess. My voice is scratchy. I had a cold. I cannot understand how I got a cold, because normally if I get a cold, which isn't too frequent, one or two a year or something like that, it's because I'm overtired or something, or I got wet. But this time, I don't have a good excuse for getting one. It could be the air conditioning. That's the only thing I can think of. I keep the room a little bit cooler than I would like it, but if I didn't, I'm afraid I would have mosquitoes and everything else. The glass is broke on my door, and the door doesn't shut right, so plus there's 2 inches underneath the door, that everything and anything can come in, but if it's cold, the bugs usually stay away. Can't be too cold because I've got the lizards, right? But I think that may be between going from here down to UCV. I spent a whole week at UCV, and I had planned to make a tape to you from there, but Duchess, I don't know what I did with my other tape recorder. I had two, you know, and I think maybe I sent it home to you. It's a small one. I don't remember. Either that or it's in the bottom of a footlocker, although I looked very quickly and I did not see it. So, consequently, I couldn't make the tape to you, but I had planned to. And then it's been kind of busy since I had got back 2 nights ago. And so I just wanted to get it made tonight because I had 2 letters from you since I taped to you last. And I got my, what did you send me? The statement, the bank statement, the Dreyfus statement. I think I have them all now, Duchess. I had my W-2 form, too. Would you like to know what my income was for last year? Eat your heart out. It was $18,600 some odd. $18,600, Duchess. That's from the government. And then, of course, the bank interest was $400 something, $60. So, and then I don't know what Dreyfus and what else. The insurance is $30 some or something. And then AT&T, right, $120. So it's over $19,000, to say the least. That's pretty good, huh? I mean, for a slum kid, that's not bad at all. I don't know where it all went to. Actually, I haven't done badly. Of course, that will all change. I'll be lucky I get a job for $10,000 when I get home. But I knew it would be close to that. Last year, and I did not make out an income tax last year, we're not compelled, Duchess, to make them out while we're in Vietnam. We have 90 days grace to make them out once we return to the United States. So I would like to get it done over here. I'd love to know whether I owe the government money, because if I do, I have to pay them what I owe them plus 6% interest. I'd forgotten about that interest. But if they owe me money, then I understand they don't pay any interest. So I'm certainly not gaining there. But I have to ask people about, I don't know what to do about my land. I haven't received any papers on that, but I'm quite sure the company pays the first year taxes, so I don't have to pay them for 1970, but I guess I'll pay them next year. They're not too much. I think it's 100 and something a year, but I don't really know anything about real estate and all that good stuff. Excuse me. I feel good now. I feel real fine. I went to the dispensary. In fact, I went Monday, which was a holiday, George Washington's new birthday. And the doctor said I had a bad throat. Well, I knew that, right? So I asked him if I could have penicillin because it works very well on me. So he gave me penicillin pills. And I didn't have a fever or anything like that, but I think it has helped a great deal. And then today was the first time that I've had any time off with the sun shining, and so I got an hour and a half in the sun. And Duchess, I get real brown in an hour and a half. If I stay out an hour and a half, people think I have been out for weeks in the sun. And In fact, I think I got maybe too much with an hour and a half, because I think my lips are going to break out fever blisters. Anyway, I felt much better with the sun shining on me. It just kind of dried up my chest, you know, because I've been getting all that phlegm. I feel good. It's just that my voice gets awful scratchy when I have to talk for any length of time. Let's see, what has happened? What has happened? Your letters were great. Lots of news and goings on, and before I refer back to the letters, Duchess, I'll catch you up on my latest news. One thing, you did ask if I'd be home in June. Well, that's a pretty good guess, Duchess. I would say, right now, I would say no later than August, and it could be June or July. If I get home for August, I'll have all of August and whatever time I want to have off, you know. That'll give me a few weeks in the sun. But the thing is that I have filed, you know, on for two government agencies. I don't know what it means, Duchess. It may not hear anything. If I get a job offer, I only get 30 days notice between the time I quit and between the time I start, if I should get something. And if it's a fairly decent offer, I think I'll take it, even if it's something I don't want. At least I'll have a job to go to when I go to the States, and then I can look around for something else. So if that should come, it would kind of, in a way, upset my plans, only because I would love to come home and have 6-8 weeks off and not do anything. Just, you know, get myself settled, so to speak, and look around, see which way I'm going. If the job offer should come through, it will barely give me time to get out of Vietnam and get home before I have to go to work again. So I really don't know which way I'm better off. But if nothing comes through and I'm still, you know, not too bored and whatnot, then I'd like to stay until June or July, but I don't think any later than that. But, you know, in another couple months, Duchess, I might be just ready to go home. There are some days I think, get me out of this buggy world and back to where there aren't quite so many bugs, for one thing. Anyway, this is running out already, my goodness. Okay, I'll watch it and we'll flip it over. Let's see, when I left here was on the 11th. I had Donna Cullen. I told you about Donna. Was a girl who was 7 months pregnant, right? I took her with me on a U-21 flight down to Saigon, and then caught another U-21 flight up to Long Binh, which was very lucky, fortunate for us. And anyway, the next morning, Duchess, we had all the paperwork done on Donna by Thursday afternoon, and Friday morning, I drove to Saigon. I have never driven to Saigon because the roads over here are, you know, push carts and motorcycles. Everybody's got a Honda. And at 6:20 in the morning, Betty and I